They were so proud to be a member of Sleep Number's Inner Circle Rewards program because the company was giving something back to them. We weren't asking them for anything else. We were giving back to them and helping them live a healthier life and helping them get their best sleep.
Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast. Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. Welcome back for another episode. Well, today we're going to talk about customer loyalty and engagement. We all know it's incredibly valuable to our organizations and our companies to keep our customers engaged, right? It's more profitable to keep your existing customers engaged than it is to attract brand new leads to the brand. We've seen the stats. So today we're going to hear more about how Sleep Number has built an award-winning customer loyalty and engagement community. And we're going to be chatting with Lisa Erickson. So Lisa Erickson is the Senior Director of Customer Relationship Management and Loyalty at Sleep Number, a billion-dollar health and well-being company that helps people sleep better through their industry-leading Sleep Number 360 smart beds and bedding. You've heard me talk about Sleep Number. I worked with Sleep Number for years. I've been working with them for 14 years, 12 years in-house, and the last 2 years as a consultant. So I love my Sleep Number bed. You've heard me talk about it on the show before. And we're going to get more into a different lens with the company on the loyalty side today. So prior to Sleep Number, Lisa held leadership roles in the home improvement business, in new business acquisition, and as director of new business innovation at Best Buy. We're going to hear more about how Sleep Number uses storytelling to build and nurture their customer loyalty program, and a multi-award winning loyalty program, might I add, a great brand storytelling example to better connect and activate your existing customers. And we're going to hear more about this after a word from our sponsors.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. You know, you and I worked together for a very long time when I was in-house at Sleep Number and then now as a consultant. So I'm really excited to dig into this. And I invited you on the show because Sleep Number has an amazing customer loyalty and engagement program. And you guys have done a great job of infusing brand storytelling into your program in a way to really incite that engagement and drive results and better results for the company. And so I'm super excited to share more about that with my listeners today.
Great. I'm excited to do that as well.
Excellent. Okay. Well, first, let's help set the stage for us. Tell us more about Sleep Number's customer loyalty program. How does it work? Like, who's in it? Like, give us the lowdown.
So the big question I always get asked is, why would Sleep Number need a loyalty program, right? Why would they need a rewards program? And the main reason is we want people to think about their bed and the brand on a daily basis. It's more of an engagement program to keep our insiders, and that's who we call people that own Sleep Number smart beds, our insiders engaged with the brand on a daily basis so that they love the brand and they want to advocate for the brand with their friends and family. And, you know, we do something very different than other companies because the program works by awarding points for people that do activities to learn more about health and well-being. So they can do that through reading blog posts that Sarah, you help create some of them, or watching videos, any type of consuming content that really helps them stay engaged and feel connected to the brand. And it's a points-based system where they move up the tiers and they get different benefits for engaging. So gamification is really important, right? And making it fun to stay engaged is really important. And that is what this program does. And we're really proud of it. It took off. It's 5 years old now, but it took off very quickly. And the senior leadership in the company saw the value almost immediately on what we were building. So very proud of it. Very proud of all the awards it's won.
Anybody, just to add to that then, like everyone who has purchased and is the owner, is an insider, owner of a Sleep Number bed, is eligible to be in this program. So really your ticket to entry is that you have to buy a bed, right?
You have to buy a bed.
Yep.
Okay. And part of it is because you get additional benefits after you've bought a bed, you know, different discounts and things like that, that other people are not eligible for.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And because I work with you and your team, I see firsthand like how engaging and how profitable this loyalty program is. But aside from my endorsement, you've also picked up quite a few industry awards and accolades too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the Loyalty 360 organization is the premier loyalty organization. And we have won every year, probably 3 to 4 different awards from them, from best loyalty team to best engagement program to best use of, I can't think of what it's called, but working with our partners in like Make-A-Wish and other partners like that to really keep people engaged. We're also up for some international awards in June that I'm really excited about from the international loyalty community.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. And then we were also named one of the top 10 loyalty programs by Retail Touchpoints. And it's really because it's a strong engagement play. It is not a spend and get program, which is what most programs are. It's a way to stay engaged and build brand advocates.
Excellent. That's what I was just going to ask. It's a good parlay because I was going to ask, like, what is it about the community that you think makes it work so well? So it is this loyalty program. It's not like pay for points type thing. So can you expand a little bit more on what you're seeing, how you're using storytelling? Because that's what I see is like the beauty of this. Like you're engaging through these activities around health and well-being. Which if you think about Sleep Number, Sleep Number beds, you think some people externally may think mattress company, but like it is a health and well-being company that is focused with sleep at the core that can help so many different things in your life. But talk a little bit more about kind of how you use storytelling then to better engage and create, you know, that upper funnel content in your program.
Let me first start out with a quote that we got from our insiders, one of our insiders when we first launched the program, because this person said everything that I was trying to build.
Awesome.
That they were so proud to be a member of Sleep Number's Inner Circle Rewards program because the company was giving something back to them. We weren't asking them for anything else. We were giving back to them and helping them live a healthier life and helping them get their best sleep. So, like I said, there's tons of content. We probably put up, I don't know, 3 to 4 blog posts each week where people can read different things about how to sleep their best, how to live their best life, right? With sleep at the center of that. We also share stories from some of our partners in the NFL, some of our influencers, and a lot of different insiders on how this bed has changed their life. And that just, it makes you feel something for the company and for the product and makes you feel proud to not only be an owner, but for what it's done for your life. And that's how storytelling really enriches it. And we encourage our insiders then to share these stories with their networks. We have a new capability that we've had on the platform for about a little over a year now, where we do these social sharing missions, where we can ask a question to our insiders. Right now, we have some questions up for Better Sleep Month. So, you know, tell us why one change you've made in your life to help you sleep better. Mm-hmm. And they will tell us in great detail those stories. And then they'll share those stories with their networks, which gives us reach of hundreds of thousands of people each week that we wouldn't have reached otherwise. Mm-hmm. So they're powerful. And when they come from their own words, you know, from their own heart, it just makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can attest to that firsthand too. Something that is so amazing with Sleep Number bed owners, with these insiders, is how incredibly passionate they are. Mm-hmm. So I know before we started this interview, Lisa, you and I were just chatting, and on this, we're doing a lot of really exciting work right now around the storytelling aspect with the insiders. And every time I get off a phone with one of them, whether it's for videos or blog stories or things like that, or quotes or responses from a survey we've asked them to answer, things like that, they are so passionate. And you guys, like all my listeners, like it's like the dream. Like, you want your customers to love you so much. You want them to be so engaged with your product. And there are so many, 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 many insiders that are like that. And it is incredibly passionate. So I just like love working with your team, Lisa, because I love being able to tap into this powerful community that you've created. You've, you know, these people were all out there. And that's what I say for everyone listening. For your company, you have customers, and you're going to have varying levels of products of how engaged they are versus not, but they're out there. And if you don't create a community to wrangle them into one place, you're never really going to know their feedback. You're never going to be able to tap into them. You're never going to be able to use the power of storytelling both ways with them, whether it's pushing or pulling from them, to be able to grow that community more. And I just love it, Lisa. Like, your team is so amazing. I love like sharing the blog stories. So thank you. I know you guys do a great job with that. And the blog activities and all this content, it's some of the top performing activities that they do every month. Like, yeah. So it's not like you're just pushing it and hoping that they'll engage with it. I mean, there are lots of people engaging with this stuff every single month. So you can see the proof in the data of how well it is performing. And I also love, like, so from like a push perspective of pushing that content to them, and then they then engage. So they're seeing value. They're getting tips. They're getting insights to help improve their health and well-being. It's not like every single article is about the Sleep Number bed. It's about quality of life and health and well-being. And sleep is an aspect of that, but it's broader because we want to help the whole person, right?
That's right. And most of them aren't even about the Sleep Number bed, right? They're about different foods to eat or different, you know, just different activities you can do, different yoga poses, you know? So it is really adding value. One of the things that I share a lot is, you know, my team gets all the happy stuff, right? So Vanessa, who runs the operations of the program, gets a lot of love notes from insiders. And those love notes, she'll send them to us when she gets them. And there's an activity where it's just like, you know, if you want to tell us something, you know, click here. And usually when you have activities like that, people are going to be complaining, right? Or they have a complaint. Mm-hmm. Not in this case. In this case, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you for this program. I'm learning so much. I really love it. Or thank you for this amazing product. It's changed my life. She gets love notes like that every week. And it's so fun to read.
Yeah, what a fun job. Those are like, when you said love notes, I was like, those are the love notes that are appropriate at work. Like, those are the ones you want to get, you know?
That's the ones you want to get.
Yeah. And it's also like, what's been so great with this community too is, you know, so the sharing and the adding value of the customers, like then they're going to want to re-engage, they're going to want to repurchase, they're going to stay connected to the brand. But I also love being able to, you know, the power of these loyalty programs of being able to tap into the community to ask questions. Like, as a brand, it gives us a lot of data and insights on what to inform things that we want to talk about, or things we're maybe thinking about doing, or understanding more about where their mind is at on certain topics, so we can create content that would address that. And I also love it for helping find customers, like find insiders to feature in our stories, right? So what a great way to attract more customers like the ones you have than talking about your current customers, like so that your audience can put themselves in the story. Oh yeah, I have that issue, or I deal with that, or oh, I always want more energy. I always feel sluggish. Like, how does that person have all this energy? You know, so it's such a great way to think very holistically of how your owner base feeds your entire content ecosystem, really.
Yeah. And I think something, you know, the vision that I always had was, you know, I wanted this community to be a two-way street, right? A give and take for us to provide value to them, for them to provide value back to us. And we do have this component of the program where we do surveys and we ask questions. And you are right, Sarah. It could be just something fun, funny. Do your pets sleep in bed with you? Or it could be something that we really want to know that'll provide a direction for our product team to go, right? Mm-hmm. Or for another team in the company, customer service, you know, we had a survey up for them, you know, asking about best communication methods, you know, until, you know, which helps inform them so they're not going down the wrong path. So they're really meeting our customers' expectations. Our consumer insights team now is using this community instead of going out and paying, you know, somebody else to do this work. We use this community to get information and inform things. And we just did something with Consumer Insights where they said, boy, we'd love to get 40 people to do this. And, you know, Adam and I laughed, 40, that's hysterical, because we knew that 1,000 people would raise their hands within an hour. And they did.
It totally, and it's so true, because I had a story mining survey that we had sent, we had put out. We were like, we wanted to find like a certain type of customer for the certain type of content that we're creating. And we had it up for a week and we had like over 5,000 responses. Yep. You know, like it was a lot. We're like, whoa, we need to shut this off. Like there's just such an there's so much passion and activity. And it's because you've paved the way. You've created a great community where they know you're adding value. You're not always asking. Yeah. It's a give and take. So I think you've definitely accomplished that. So
and,
really
and I was just going to add, you know, one thing I think it's important for top leaders to understand is, you know, we may have over 1 million people in the program, but there's going to be a select group that are so active and, and really advocate for the brand. And that's the group you're going to tap into, right? You're not going to get everybody to behave like that. Think about how you are in your life and what brands you advocate for. But there's this passionate group that will do anything for Sleep Number.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because you've created this great program and there's a great product. They're happy, obviously, with the product and they're happy with the community.
Yes.
So, okay. So Lisa, because you're an expert then in customer relationship building, I'm curious, I always like to share like good things and bad things that people may be doing so we can all learn from each other. Are there any mistakes that you see brands making when they're trying to engage their existing owner audience? Like any watch outs you would caution my audience to avoid?
I would say the biggest one is you have to be authentic in what you're doing. Don't try to be something you're not. Your customers will read right through it. And I think that's one of the reasons our program has been so successful is because we are being authentic. We're pushing content, you know, that will help them live a healthy lifestyle and with their health and wellness and get their best sleep. And we're listening back. You know, we're asking them. And we're doing something with what they, you know, with the answers they give us. We're not just asking for the sake of asking. It's because we really want to hear from them and we really want to build a community. So authenticity is the most important thing. And not to make promises that you're not going to keep.
Yeah. I did. You saying that, I thought of another question too that I think would be helpful for my listeners, which is you have this, so people listening to you, they have a community, they're getting feedback. How do you at Sleep Number take those insights and kind of share them or make sure that they get leveraged across the organization so that it just doesn't sit in the silo of your community program, but that it's leveraged further? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So like I said, we work really closely with different teams in the building. So really closely with consumer insights, with the product team, with the customer service team. And, you know, we definitely share any information that we get from surveys with those teams. We build surveys and questionnaires with those teams. And we use that data to inform decisions that we're going to make for the company. And it's really provided a huge value because it cuts down a lot of the time to build new things, right? Because you're getting firsthand responses and you're not going down a path. So I'll give you an example of the one we've got up for customer service right now. You know, we want to have the best customer service team in the world. Of course we do. And they're trying to figure out what the best communication methods are. And they have in their mind how people want to be communicated with. That's not the answer that they're getting back, though. So, you know, they keep asking us, leave it up longer, hoping to get the answer that they're going to want. But the answer has been pretty consistent for weeks on how our insiders want to be communicated with. So very important learnings. The most important piece is to use those learnings and listen to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would add to that, because since I do work with you and your team so closely, and what I see, and for everyone listening that's in a content role, I would say, you know, it goes, don't just wait for your loyalty team to come to you with everything. It goes both ways. Yes. Like, work together, mm-hmm. hand in hand. Think about what you would yes. like from that community and ask, and like collaborate. Like what Lisa is sharing, there's so much collaboration that's happening both ways of what insights people are looking to learn. And then your loyalty team is going to know the best about how that community likes to be engaged with, and, you know, their calendar and what their, you know, cadence is for things. But it goes both ways, and kind of really be thinking about that in both ways. And then be thinking about, my tip too is then work on operationally, like how you can house and save that content, those quotes, those stories, those people, your super advocates, like Lisa was talking about, that are like very, very engaged and love engaging and connecting with you. So yeah. you want to keep nurturing that. You want to keep finding yeah. more people like that, right? So just kind of be thinking about that both ways, from a collaboration as well as an operations perspective.
And that's really important. So, you know, I mean, we had to prove ourselves to some of these other groups. Yeah. And once we did, I mean, they're knocking down our door to help, you know, to do things within mm-hmm. the Inner Circle Rewards program, which is so great. And, you know, one of the things I do want to add is, you know what, we love these top advocates. So one of the things we just did, it's the 5-year anniversary of the program, is we just sent them a gift. No hands barred, just thanking them for being, you know, one of our top insiders. Just a little thank you gift. And mm-hmm. something like that goes a long way.
Definitely. Beautiful. Okay, Lisa, this is great. Is there anything I haven't asked you about yet that you want to add? Have we missed anything?
I don't think we've missed anything. I just think, you know, something, a program like this is just so energizing, and it's just amazing what it can do for a brand if you do it right. Mm-hmm. So that's the advice I'd give to everybody, is really know who you are and what you're trying to accomplish before you launch out on a program. You know, if you're not able to get the content, like, we're blessed, right, with all the content we can get, because our insiders expect new content weekly. Mm-hmm. So you have to be prepared to give them what they want, or you will fail. So I just be really smart about how you're going to implement.
Perfect. I think that's a great tip to end it on. Okay, so before we wrap up then, like, how can people connect with you online? Where do they find you if they're interested and they want to connect online?
Well, I've got a LinkedIn profile. They can connect with me there, or they can email me at sleepnumber, lisa.erickson@sleepnumber.com.
Perfect. I'll make sure I put all those links in the show notes, folks, so that you can click on, and wherever you're listening right now, just look at the podcast description. You'll see the link for the show notes. So thank you so much, Lisa. This was really great. I love it. Congratulations on the amazing group and community program that you have created. This community is exceptional. I love working with you guys on it. It's so fun to be able to think about brand storytelling with such a active and engaged group, and to have grown it through all these years. So really good job.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun, Sarah.
Thank you. All right, folks. Well, big thanks again to Lisa Erickson from Sleep Number for joining us. Before this, check out the show notes for all the links mentioned. And until next time, Kindred Speakers. If you're hearing my voice right now, you're likely a corporate content marketer of some kind looking to level up your brand storytelling career. What would it feel like to have the skills, confidence, and know-how to advance your brand storytelling results and love the work you're doing? In an ideal world, you and your content team are high-level strategic thinkers that know how to humanize your brand to drive 7x engagements and actions. You have the right creative mindset to attract your ideal audience and build brand trust and loyalty through storytelling. You're viewed as top performers in the company, and brand storytelling is valued because it's driving business results and supporting multiple channel teams. But things don't always go our way, right? Maybe your brand lacks a cohesive content strategy. Maybe you and your team are asked to deliver a lot for your company and it's hard to keep up. You know you need to invest in figuring out next steps in your company's brand storytelling plans, but haven't had the time to figure out how yet. And you need help integrating it across the organization. You personally want to level up your skills because you know you need to know how to do these things to advance in your career. You want your work to be valued so that you love coming to work each day, attracting leads, increasing repeat and referral actions, or creating a loved brand. And in this competitive market, you're looking for ways to stay competitive for yourself or retaining and attracting top talent for your company. That's why I created the Brand Storytelling Academy, a hands-on 3-month group training program designed to help corporate content marketers attract upper funnel leads that drive bottom funnel results through storytelling. For 1/6 of the cost to hire a person on the team or onboard a high-level brand storytelling strategist, you and up to 5 people on your team can be developing and accelerating your brand storytelling skills. Think of it like a college certification program for you and your team, but you get the knowledge a lot quicker, and your professor, me, has 20 years of hands-on experience guiding you along the way. Curious? Fill out the application at kindredspeak.com/apply to learn more, and I'll be in touch to answer all your questions and discuss if it's a good fit. Go to kindredspeak.com/apply.